Okay, so today we're diving into something that you might not expect,
Right.
the world of wedding photo booths.
Interesting.
And to help us with this deep dive, we've got some great insights from Dave Tamez.
Right.
He's the owner of Snap Me Crazy Photo Booths.
Catchy name.
It is a catchy name.
Yeah.
And he was featured in OK Bride, which is a wedding blog.
Okay, cool.
So that's your source for this deep dive.
Right.
And he's been in the business for over 15 years.
Wow.
15 years running photo booths.
That's a lot of weddings.
It is.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he's actually been a photographer for over 30 years.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
He really does.
Yeah.
So he knows a thing or two about capturing those special
Oh,
moments.
yeah, for sure.
So picture this. You're planning your wedding.
Okay.
You want to keep guests entertained. You want to capture those candid moments.
Right.
That's where Dave's expertise
Okay.
comes
Yeah.
in. He gave OK Bride five reasons.
Five reasons.
Yeah, why photo booths have become a wedding staple.
I like it.
And it goes beyond just fun.
I'm sure it does.
It really does.
Yeah.
But you know, before we jump into those five reasons,
Right.
one thing that Dave mentioned in the interview
Yeah.
that I thought was interesting
Okay.
was that photo booths aren't just for weddings anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said that they can be used at,
Oh, yeah, I guess you see them other places. I've
yeah.
definitely like seen them at like company
Oh,
parties,
yeah. Corporate events, birthdays,
birthday parties, yeah.
even festivals.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's done it
That
all.
makes sense. I guess it's not
You can see the
super
adapt line.
adaptable. Yeah,
Yeah.
like a, I mean, it's a pretty simple concept,
Yeah.
you know?
Fast
So you just
food.
need a backdrop,
Backdrop, a kicker.
camera,
Yeah.
and some props, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and people love props.
Oh, they do.
I mean, who doesn't like to put on a funny hat?
I know
Oh.
something.
So, okay, so let's get into these five reasons
Okay, the five reasons, yeah.
why Dave thinks that wedding photo booths are so great.
All right, let's hear it.
So number one, and I think this is a really important one,
Okay.
is that photo booths capture those genuine moments
Ooh.
that might be missed otherwise.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he was saying that he's seen guests who are normally shy completely blossomed in the photo booth.
That's nice.
Yeah, showing sides of themselves that you wouldn't see at the dinner table.
Right, yeah, you get a little
Even
more,
on the dance floor.
yeah, a little more free and loose.
Yeah. And it's true. You know, I've.
When you're not worried about like your
Yeah.
hair or, you know,
When you're not
getting
worried
over
about like your
McGinnel, no.
people who are normally very reserved
Right.
and they get in that photo booth
Yeah.
and it's like a whole other side of them comes out.
It's like they're a different person.
Yeah. It's really cool to see.
It's like magic.
And, you know, it makes sense. I mean, you're in this little.
Yeah, you're kind of in your own little world there.
You're in your own little world.
Yeah, it's like a stage.
Yeah. And there's something about that enclosed space. It
Right.
just makes people feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Letting loose,
Yeah.
being silly.
Like you said, they blossom.
Yeah. And that kind of leads into his second point,
Okay.
which is that photo booths are fantastic icebreakers.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Guests who might not know each other
Right.
have a ready-made activity and conversation starter.
Yeah, just add props.
Just add props.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen those lines get longer than the bar
Wow.
at some weddings.
That's saying something,
It
huh?
is saying something.
Yeah.
So clearly people are drawn to this.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. And I
Yeah.
think it's because it gives people something to do together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a shared experience.
It is a shared
Exactly.
experience. You know,
Yeah.
you're not just standing around awkwardly.
Right. You don't have to make small talk.
Yeah.
Just put on a wig
Make small talk.
and make a funny
You can
face.
put on a wig. You can
Exactly.
make a funny face.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're laughing with someone you've never met before.
And you have a photo to prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Dave's third reason is all about the memories.
Okay, memories.
Yeah, photo strips
Yeah, I like them.
become these little time capsules, sparking conversation and laughter for years to come.
I like looking back at old photos.
I do too.
It's so fun.
And I think there's something really special about
Yeah.
having a physical photo strip.
It's like a little souvenir
It is a little souvenir.
from the event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he mentioned this in the article too.
Okay.
A lot of couples will have a scrapbook
Oh, that's a great idea.
where guests can leave personal messages alongside their photos.
Yeah, that's so much better than a guest book.
I
I never know
know.
what to write in those.
Like,
It's like, oh, sign my name.
yeah, sign your name
I don't know what.
and maybe write best wishes.
Yeah, exactly.
But With the photo booth scrapbook,
right,
you have the photo.
You've got the right, you have the message.
So you can say like,
and it's just a much worse.
You remember when we did this? Or
engaging and personal way to remember the day.
Much more fun.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think it also encourages people to be more creative.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
With their messages.
People get creative.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just writing the same old generic things.
Right. It's more personal.
Right. So reason number four.
Number four. Okay.
And this is where Dave's expertise as a photographer really shines through is high quality photos.
Oh, that's important.
It is important. And he stresses the importance of using a professional camera.
Okay.
Not just a webcam.
Or like a real camera.
A real camera.
Yeah.
He uses a DSLR camera.
Okay, a DSLR.
Which stands for Digital Single Lens Reflex.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what it stood for.
I know. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, I always wonder that.
But it basically means that he has a lot more control over the settings.
Oh, I see.
So he can adjust things like the aperture, the shutter speed, the ISO to get the best possible shot.
To make it look nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was saying that a lot of the cheaper photo booths out there.
Just using like a point and shoot?
Yeah, they'll just use like a point and shoot or even a webcam.
Or a webcam.
And the quality just isn't as good.
You can tell.
You can tell the colors might be off. The lighting might be bad.
Yeah, it just looks kind of flat.
Yeah, it just doesn't have that professional look.
Right.
And I think, you know, when you're investing in something like a photo booth for your wedding.
Exactly.
You want to make sure that you're getting high quality photos.
It's a special day.
That you're going to be happy with for years to come.
I want nice photos.
Exactly. So Dave really understands how to use the camera to capture those flattering angles.
Oh, yeah.
And vibrant colors.
That's important.
And he's also really meticulous about the lighting setup.
Okay.
To make sure that...
So he brings his own lights?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He brings his own lights.
That's
fancy. He makes sure that everything is...
That's dedication.
Perfectly lit.
Yeah.
So that the photos are crisp and well lit.
Yeah, because bad lighting can really ruin a photo.
It can.
Yeah.
It can make people look washed out.
Yeah, or like...
Shadowy.
Yeah, or give you like weird shadows.
Or give you weird shadows.
Yeah.
So lighting is really important.
That's good that he takes care of that.
It is. Yeah. And the last thing I'll mention about the photos is that Dave emphasizes the importance of using a lab quality printer that produces photos in seconds.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to wait?
You don't have to wait.
To get your photos.
So you get instant gratification.
I like instant gratification.
And amazing photos.
That's great.
No waiting around for prints to develop.
That's so old school.
I know. It's like you step out of the photo booth and boom.
You got your photos.
You have your photos.
That's awesome.
Ready to share.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so those are the four reasons.
They've got four reasons.
So far.
Yeah.
And I think they really highlight
how
Dave has taken this simple concept of a photo booth and elevated it.
It's more than just a photo booth.
To a whole new level.
Yeah, it's like an experience.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
It's not just about taking pictures.
Right.
It's about creating memories.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what's reason number five?
So reason number five actually highlights the demand for photo booths.
The demand.
He books between 8 and 15 events per month.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
8 to 15 a month.
Which tells you.
That's crazy.
People are really prioritizing this type of entertainment.
Yeah, it's good for business.
It is good for business.
For sure.
So you're thinking about having a photo booth at your wedding.
Yeah.
You need to book early.
You got
to
get on it.
You do.
Yeah.
Because these guys are in high demand.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And I think it's because people are realizing.
Well, like you said, it's more than just.
That photo booths are more than just a fun little activity.
It's just taking a photo.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
It's a way to create a memorable experience for your guests.
Yeah, for sure.
And to capture those special moments that you'll cherish for years to come.
Like a party favor almost?
And a party favor.
Yeah, like a really good party favor.
But better.
But better.
Way better.
Yeah.
But,
you know, 8 to 15 events a month.
8 to 15 events a month.
That's got to be hard to keep up with.
It is. But he's been doing it for 15 years.
Well, yeah.
So clearly.
He's got a system.
He has a system.
Yeah.
But one thing I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Was that his son actually inspired him to start the business.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. Isn't that a nice little touch?
I love that.
Yeah. It adds a personal touch to the whole story.
Yeah. Like a family business.
It's like a family business.
Yeah.
Yeah, built on capturing joy and laughter.
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Good for them.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So we know that Dave is booking 8 to 15 events per month.
Yeah, that's a lot of events.
It's a lot of events.
Yeah.
So couples must be scrambling to secure their spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what his packages are like.
Well, he actually mentions that in the article.
Okay.
His packages range from $6.99 to $7.99.
$6.99 to $7.99.
Which, considering the professional equipment,
yeah,
the trained staff,
mm-hmm,
the high quality prints,
right,
seems pretty reasonable.
That actually seems pretty good.
It does, yeah, especially for a wedding.
Especially for a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're already spending so much money.
You are.
On other things.
On other things.
Yeah.
And plus, all of his wedding packages,
okay,
include a scrapbook.
Oh, that's nice.
So you don't have to worry about buying one separately.
It's all included.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it sounds like Dave has thought of everything.
Yeah, he's got it all figured out.
To ensure his clients and their guests,
mm-hmm,
have an amazing photo booth experience.
Yeah, he sounds like he's really passionate about it.
He does.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He really seems to love what he does.
It's always good when people love what they do.
It is.
Yeah.
But, okay, so before we get too, yep, caught up in the logistics,
okay,
let's talk about photo booth etiquette.
Oh, photo booth etiquette.
Yeah, because even in this realm of silly fun,
right,
there are some unspoken rules.
Okay. Yeah, I guess there are some unspoken rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dave actually mentions two key points in the article.
Sharing props.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And respecting the line.
Yeah, no cutting.
No cutting.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Be nice.
Basically be nice.
Yeah.
Be considerate.
Don't hog all the props.
Don't hog all the props.
Yeah.
Let everyone have a turn.
Right.
And you know, it's funny because, yeah, it's such a simple concept.
Right.
But you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
How many people forget about it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
People get excited.
People get excited.
Yeah.
They get caught up in the moment.
Have fun.
Yeah. Hey, and they, hey, forget that.
There are other people.
There are other people,
brilliant,
who want to enjoy the photo booth, too.
Yeah. It's all about being mindful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Dave makes a really good point in the article.
Okay.
He sees the photo booth,
okay,
as a microcosm of social dynamics.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's a place where we can practice kindness.
Right.
Patience.
Patience, yeah.
And even a little bit of silliness and a little silliness.
Yeah, because, you know,
it's like a little social experiment.
It is kind of like a social experiment. You're in this,
like, a contained environment.
Contained environment.
Or you can just,
with strangers,
be yourself.
And you have to figure out,
yeah,
how to interact with each other.
Right. And not be a jerk.
And not be a jerk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's like a little lesson,
yeah,
in social etiquette.
In how to be a good human.
In how to be a good human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All disguised as fun and games.
All disguised as fun and games. That's the best way to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we talked about why photo booths are so popular at weddings.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth taking a deeper look.
Okay.
At the psychology behind the appeal.
Okay.
Like, why do we get such a kick?
Yeah.
Out of posing with props.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing those spontaneous moments captured.
Yeah. I think part of it has to do with,
okay,
escaping self-consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the booth.
Yeah.
It's all about the moment.
Right.
It's not about posing perfectly.
Not about the perfect Instagram shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Or getting the lighting just right.
Yeah, just having fun.
Yeah.
Being goofy.
It's about embracing the imperfection.
Yeah.
The authenticity of the moment.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's incredibly liberating.
Right.
Especially in a world where we're constantly bombarded.
Oh, yeah.
With curated perfection.
With those filters.
On social media.
Yeah.
It's true.
Social media can be a lot.
It is. We're so used to filtering and editing our photos.
Right. Everyone's trying to look perfect.
But in a photo booth,
yeah,
there's a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
And just letting go and being ourselves.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, photo booths have actually become quite integrated.
Oh, yeah.
Into the social media world.
That's true.
Yeah. People love sharing their photo booth strips online.
Yeah, they do.
Using them as a way to document their experiences and connect with others. Mm-hmm. It's like this tangible link,
yeah,
between the physical and digital worlds.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about letting go.
Yeah.
But I think another important aspect,
all
is
right,
creating memories.
Yeah, definitely.
Those photo strips.
Oh, yeah.
Become these little time capsules.
Time capsules.
Sparking conversations.
Yeah.
And laughter. For years to come.
Years down the road, you'll look back and be like, oh, remember that?
Right. Remember that time?
Exactly.
We put on those silly hats,
yeah,
and made those funny faces.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not just the image itself.
Right.
Think about the scrapbook from your hypothetical wedding.
Okay, the scrapbook, yeah.
guests can leave personal messages alongside their photos.
That's so sweet.
Making it a much richer record of the day than just a list of names in a guest book.
Way better than a guest book.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, so we've got the digital memories.
Right.
But there's something powerful about the tangible.
The physical cup.
Physical aspect of photo booths.
Holding it in your hand.
You're talking about holding those photo strips in your hand.
Yeah.
Seeing the images come to life in print.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's different from just scrolling through digital photos on a screen.
Yeah, there's something special about a printed photo.
Yeah, I think there is.
You know?
Especially in a world that's increasingly digital.
Right. Everything's digital these days.
Yeah. There's a sense of permanence and value.
You can actually hold it.
In having a physical object.
Yeah.
You can touch and hold.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got the photos.
Hmm.
But let's not forget about the props.
The props.
They add an element of whimsy.
The best part.
And creativity, allowing people to transform themselves.
Yeah, you could be someone else for a minute.
And step outside their everyday identities.
Put on a wig and glasses.
Like playful dress up for adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like Halloween, but anytime.
Yeah. And you see people's personalities really come out.
People get so into it.
They do.
It's great.
Dave told a story in the article about a group of very serious looking businessmen who turned into total goofballs. Once they put on those silly hats and glasses.
This is what I'm talking about.
It's amazing what a feather boa can do.
It's like a transformation.
It is.
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason why photo booths are so popular.
Yeah.
They're such great social catalysts.
Right.
They provide a natural setting for people to connect and interact.
They're all in it together.
Breaking down barriers.
Yeah.
And creating shared experiences.
Making memories.
Yeah. I love how Dave described them.
What did he say?
As friendly conversation starters.
Oh, yeah.
You're in this intimate space.
Yeah.
Often with people you might not know that well.
Right.
And suddenly there's this instant camaraderie.
It's like you're all friends already.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all in on the joke.
Yeah.
You're all having fun together.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
And you know what else?
What?
Often that shared experience is accompanied by laughter.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is another key ingredient.
Laughter is the best medicine.
In the photo booth magic.
It is.
Laughter is such a powerful connector.
Yeah, it brings people together.
It breaks down walls.
Mm-hmm.
It releases endorphins.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
And it just creates a positive.
Happy vibes.
Feel good atmosphere.
Yeah, I love it.
So, okay. So we've touched on the psychology of photo booths.
Yeah.
Their role in memory making.
Right.
And even their social impact.
Yeah, we really went deep.
It's clear their appeal goes way beyond just fun.
It's more than just fun.
They tap into something deeper.
I agree.
Our desire to connect, to play, and to create lasting memories.
That's beautiful.
And in a world that's often fast-paced.
Too fast sometimes.
And digital.
Yeah.
They offer a chance to slow down.
Right.
Engage with others.
Be in the moment.
And create tangible reminders of those joyful moments.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've explored why people love photo booths.
Yeah.
But now I'm curious about the future of photo booths.
The future?
What trends are out there?
Oh, that's a good question.
What can we expect to see down the line?
Yeah, I think much like photography itself.
Okay.
The photo booth is constantly evolving.
So it's not just a static thing?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I think we're seeing a move beyond the traditional enclosed booths.
Okay.
Towards more open and interactive setups.
So less about squeezing into a tiny box.
Right, exactly.
And more about creating a photo-worthy experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an actual set.
More like a photo studio vibe.
Okay.
Think backdrops.
Okay.
Unique props.
Yeah.
Maybe even roaming photographers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So they can capture those candid shots of guests.
Right.
Interacting with the photo area.
Exactly.
So it becomes less about the booth itself.
Yeah.
And more about creating an immersive experience.
Exactly. It's all about the experience.
Okay. So more open.
Yeah.
More interactive.
More immersive.
I like it.
Yeah.
But what about the technology?
Oh, yeah. The techs.
Are there any cool innovations happening in the world of photo booths?
Oh, yeah. There are so many cool things happening.
Okay. Like what?
Well, for starters, digital props are becoming more common.
Digital props? What does that mean?
So instead of having physical props, you can add virtual hats, glasses, or even mustaches
Oh, that's fun.
To your photos in real time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you can see what you look like
Yeah.
with the props before you even take the photo.
Exactly. You can try on a bunch of different
Oh,
looks
I like that.
and see what you like best.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What else?
We're also seeing animated GIFs becoming more popular.
Oh, yeah, GIFs are fun.
Yeah, so instead of a static image,
Okay.
you get a short looping video clip.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun way to capture those fun, spontaneous moments.
It's like a mini movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so digital props,
Yeah.
GIFs. What about those augmented reality experiences I've heard about?
Oh, yeah, augmented reality is definitely making its way into the photo booth world.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing what you can do with it.
Like what?
Well, imagine trying on virtual costumes,
Okay.
interacting with digital characters,
That would be cool.
or even transporting yourself to a tropical beach.
All within the photo booth experience.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Wow, that's
It's
incredible.
like stepping into a whole other world.
It is.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Technology is crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
And speaking of technology,
Right.
I imagine photo booths are becoming more integrated into the social media world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how so?
Well, instant uploads to platforms like Instagram and Facebook are practically standard now.
Okay.
So you can share your photos with all your friends and family.
Right, as soon as you take them. Yeah, instantly.
Cool.
You can also create custom hashtags for your event.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So all the photos are easily grouped together.
That's smart.
Yeah. And some photo booths even offer on-site printing options.
Oh, wow. So you can walk away with a physical copy of your photos right then and there.
Exactly.
So you get the instant gratification of sharing online
Yeah.
and the keepsake of a physical print.
The best of both worlds.
I like it.
Yeah.
But beyond all the cool tech stuff,
Right.
I'm also sensing a move toward more personalization and customization.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good.
Couples and event planners are really taking ownership of the photo booth experience,
Okay.
using it as a way to express their unique style and personalities.
So it's not just a generic photo booth anymore.
No, not at all.
It becomes an extension of the event itself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Reflecting the overall theme and ambiance.
And I bet that plays into the fact that they're being used for so many different types of events now,
Oh, yeah,
not
absolutely.
just weddings.
Yeah, we're seeing them at corporate events,
Okay.
birthday parties, school functions,
Wow.
even festivals.
It's like photo booths have become this universal symbol of fun and celebration,
Yeah, I think you're right.
adding a touch of lightheartedness to any gathering.
Yeah, they bring people
It
together.
makes you wonder what's next.
I know, right?
Will we see holographic photo booths
Ooh, maybe.
or booths that can capture 3D images?
That would be cool.
Who knows what the future holds?
Possibilities are endless.
But one thing's for sure,
What's that?
the photo booth, in all its evolving forms,
Yeah.
will continue to capture our imaginations,
For sure.
spark our creativity, and preserve our memories for years to come.
I love it.
This has been the deep dive.
Awesome.
Next time you see a photo booth,
Okay.
don't just walk by.
What should we do?
Step inside.
Okay.
Embrace the silliness
Yeah.
and create a memory that will last a lifetime.
I'm in a